USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Border security and the State of the Union. President Trump in Washington, D.C., preparing for the State of the Union address Tuesday night. It's expected he will make his case for declaring a national emergency to secure funding to finish the border wall. The Super Bowl over, but lots of cleanup activity in downtown Atlanta. All the trash being picked up and all the posters, signs, and extra security cameras being taken down.
And we had 200 cameras. We're just collecting them today.
This man, an independent contractor from Las Vegas, hired to put up almost 200 extra cameras to keep everyone safe around the perimeter of Mercedes-Benz Stadium. It could take a couple of days to get all the equipment down.
We had cameras all around the perimeter to watch and keep everybody safe. We're here for 3 weeks putting up cameras, and we should be done by Thursday.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 9 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the fifth year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield. Another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
The Democratic governor of Virginia refusing to step down, even though high-ranking Democrats in the party calling for his resignation. USA Radio's Wendy King with the story.
Ralph Northam is trying to distance himself from a racist photo in his 1984 medical school yearbook.
When I was confronted with the images yesterday, I was appalled that they appeared on my page, but I believe then and now that I am not either of the people in that photo.
Northam still faces a chorus of people calling for his resignation. He says he hadn't seen the yearbook until the picture surfaced on Friday. Republican House Speaker Kirk Cox says taking action against him may not be the best course.
And obviously on impeachment, that's a very high standard. And so I think that's why we've called for the resignation. We hope that's what the governor does.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
There's been a change at the top of the list of America's busiest airports. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story now from Washington, D.C.
O'Hare International Airport in Chicago, the busiest airport in the U.S. last year, surpassing Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International for the first time in 4 years, as O'Hare last held the top spot in 2014. The FAA releasing the data that shows O'Hare had more than 903,000 arrivals and departures in 2018. Atlanta's airport second with more than 895,000 arrivals and departures. Los Angeles International, Dallas-Fort Worth, and Denver International Airport round out the top five. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Turning now to the economy and your money. So what's the price at the pump? USA Radio's John Clemens takes a look at the national average. Here's his report.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the price at the pump hasn't changed very much over the last several reporting periods.
The national average, $2.26 per gallon. That's virtually identical as well to what prices were a month ago, but prices still 34 cents a gallon lower than where they were a year ago.
DeHaan tells us that average price will be changing very soon.
Of course, all of that gasoline is going to have to be liquidated in the weeks ahead as we start the transition towards summer gasoline.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.